Just 12 days from the election, some congressional races are nail-biters, including in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District. Democratic State Senator Jill Shoup is challenging the incumbent Congresswoman Ann Wagner. So let's do this week's Here and Now District Profile in Missouri. Jason Rosenbaum is political correspondent for St. Louis Public Radio. Jason, this district has typically been represented by Republicans, including Todd Akin, Jim Talent. But now the Democrat is polling even with the incumbent. So how big a deal is that there?
It's a huge deal in terms of a political realignment in this part of St. Louis County. The 2nd District includes places like Baldwin, Chesterfield, Valley Park, Eureka, that have been Republican strongholds for decades. And many people who are watching this race closely see this as emblematic of a backlash that is happening around the country with President Donald Trump and wealthier suburbs with a lot of white, highly educated voters. The interesting thing that people have pointed out, though, is contrary to some assumptions, these type of suburbs, especially in St. Louis, are diversifying. They are home to a lot of well-educated immigrants. More African Americans that used to live near the Central Core are moving west. So this could be a combination of changing demographics, but also a revulsion against Trump's words and deeds. I think that's the reason this district is a lot more closely watched than it was when Todd Akin was running.
Sure. Well, the Congresswoman Ann Wagner, again, the Republican, who's held that seat since 2013, seemed to indicate, you know, a little of that revulsion, not all the way, but even, you know, hinting at it is unusual. You spoke with her earlier this month and asked her about the president. Let's listen.
We have an extreme difference, certainly in tenor, in tone, in tweet storms, and, you know, look at the shiny object over here. I don't get distracted by that. I do believe that his policies, many and most of his policies, have been very, very sound for the United States of America.
So there, the Republican is trying to thread that needle, as you said, distancing herself but still embracing policies. What has her record been in Congress, and what is she campaigning on?
Well, it's definitely an interesting dance of what Wagner is doing by saying that she doesn't agree with Trump's style or tone, but is embracing a lot of his policies. Specifically, she told me she's been a big supporter of the tax cuts that passed early in his term. She's also a big fan of Amy Coney Barrett and wants the Senate to confirm her, even though the House doesn't vote on that. She's clearly banking on split ticket voting, that even if people in the 2nd District reject Trump, they're still conservative on the issues enough to retain her in office. It's a risky bet because we've seen throughout election cycles that when the national environment sours on a party and especially a president, often the people most affected by that are congressional candidates.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, her challenger is the Democratic State Senator Jill Shoup, who's held that position since 2015. You spoke with her, and she also tried to distance herself, but from the more progressive wing of her party, when you asked whether she supports Medicare for all.
I do not support Medicare for all. What I do support is making sure that every American has access to quality health care that they can afford. And I think that the best way to get to that place is to allow people who have insurance and are happy with their insurance plans to be able to stay on those insurance plans. But there are others who need a public option.
Jason, tell us more about Shoup and what she's campaigning on.
Shoup is trying to campaign on protecting the Affordable Care Act. And as you heard from that clip, she's trying to tell voters that she's not aligned with the Bernie Sanders wing of the party. And interestingly, a lot of Wagner's allies are using Joe Biden's attack on Medicare for All to attack Shoup, even though, as you heard in that clip, she doesn't support Medicare for All. And actually, I think that's indicative of something broader, that by using Biden's words to try to separate Shoup from her, Republicans are basically admitting that Biden is not a liability for Shoup. So they're trying to make her seem left-wing, and it just remains to be seen whether that strategy works.
Yeah, well, speaking of health care, though, what about the pandemic? Missouri's been hit hard. Is that in the race at all?
Absolutely. Wagner is pointing to the fact that she has voted for a number of coronavirus-related bills, including the CARES Act, And she has talked a lot, including with my interview, about how she wants Congress to act on another stimulus bill. Shoup is also advocating for congressional action. But where it's really affecting things is we've seen a record amount of absentee and mail-in ballots in St. Louis County, where a lot of the second district voters are. And it's going to be very fascinating how that affects the results.
Yeah. Jason Rosenbaum, political correspondent for St. Louis Public Radio. Jason, thank you.
Thank you for having me.